Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
You do have a quinoa or something in your teeth. I don't know what that is. It's like poppy seed. Nope. I know it's a podcast, you guys, but you can't expect me to look at this whole time. We're going to be talking for... No. I'm going to me to get it. Here. Use this piece of paper.
No, you got your nice manicure. Okay, get it.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Okay. Yep. We're good. Because
That was from the sandwich, the pesto sandwich you loaned me that you're not getting back.
Wait, do I have... Any
of my teeth? None. Okay, you never have anything in your teeth ever. You never smell bad. You never look bad. You never have like lipstick down the side of your face.
That's very nice of you to say.
Well, I mean, I do have all of those things right now.
I just cleaned up the mascara that was underneath my eyes.
I always have two triangles under my eyes. And I'm like, where? Like, and now they're starting to separate because I have so many lines under my eyes that it's like,
yeah.
It's great. Everything's going great.
I mean, Sandra Bullock stopping a speeding bus in the movie Speed looks way more put together than me just walking out to my car to go pick up the kids. Like, I sweat so much.
Yeah, she's 23 and hot.
Yeah, she's really young.
She's still like 53 and hot, but like,
I mean,
we
you
all
know
play
what
our part.
Hey, I hate to throw anybody under the bus, speaking of buses, but do you know that? Oh, God, this is terrible. And it's probably going to get edited out. We'll see. But what's his name? Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone.
Divorced. And so he's all over Instagram that he and his wife of 25 years are splitting up. And
like
I was
trying to find a babe.
Immediately my thought was, oh, who are you going to do? Marry somebody younger, Mr. Stone?
What's his Stone. Name?
Stallone. You know,
Mr. Stone, I'll tell you that's not my name.
He was on my radar at this point. No, and I'll tell you. I was like, is he...
Ew.
I love Sylvester Stallone. Are you kidding me?
Not like romantically. Ew. Not,
but these days, I was like, he must be looking for somebody younger. And then I saw the picture of him and his wife. And his wife is very hot. And I mean, she's got to be like 50s, 60s. And he looks like my Mimi Flicka. He's like gotten so much surgery or something that he
I know.
Like,
he's into like the – he's really
– human
growth hormone. Evidently, yeah. He was stopped at the airport with so much that would like – like bring a horse back from the dead. It was like he had a
suitcase. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, Sylvester.
I don't even know what that is, but I'll look into it.
I know if it works because I'm already.
I mean, listen, it's all happening.
It helps my neck, even a small percentage.
I'm looking for something to help my attitude. That's the first thing I'm trying to get some work on.
Well, see, that's what everything that's a good timer makes you better is a danger to your heart as you get older. So have all your fun in your youth, kids.
If one more person tries to fucking tell me that vegan's a good time, I'm going to lose my mind. Honestly, if someone's like, you guys, I feel so much better after I started a plant-based diet. I'm like, enjoy your fucking lies. Like, no, you don't. You feel better after a hamburger and a beer and an unexpected makeout session. That's what you feel better after doing. But we can't do it. We can't because we're getting older and we can't do it anymore.
I'll do plant-based if it means vodka. Because that's made from potatoes.
That's potatoes. That's God's work.
That's as holistic as I get,
It. And wine because it's grapes.
That's right, you guys.
And Boone's Farm because it's grape flavored.
Inexpensive.
And inexpensive. So we must be frugal and humble.
I'm going to be – that's literally – I hate how much my brain goes to this, but I'm like, well, the French people do it. Whenever I'm like – man, I used to smoke in my 20s.
The French people do it.
They live a nice long life.
They sure do.
They have wine every day, but the French people do it. They live a nice long life. You
yeah.
Know? That's my answer to everything right now.
I know. Be French. That's what I think, too.
French meat, fries? So
cheese,
much bread?
I don't think they're going to claim. Every French person is like, oh, she's such a stupid American.
I know.
Why does she think French fries come from France?
We also walk
we make
like
cheese and we walk around and we
and
see
the
news.
And we don't talk like this.
And we don't talk like this because we're speaking in French.
That's
because we speak two languages, you dumb American.
That's the other thing. They all speak like four languages.
Four languages. I know. They're sexy and cool.
That woman that was like 114 that was French and she like started smoking again at 80. I fucking love that life.
I know. She's like, you know what? I've done well. I'm
yeah,
gonna
you
keep.
Have. I get sad when people are like, oh, I don't want to live to my hundreds. I'm like, I want to
me
be
too.
120.
Oh,
I want,
my God. That's
I want
a good segue.
To be like, not sad whatsoever.
That's a good segue because that is a good segue.
To our topic today.
Because we are talking about fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Some
and
fears.
Also
yeah.
an annoying notion about facing your fears, which I swear I did a deep dive on some research about. Okay, let me back up.
Yeah, let's. We've been teasing this a little bit. We talked about it. If you all listen right. to the podcast, there's one that comes every week. Rate, subscribe, download,
tell your
do
friends
all this stuff.
Okay, I have a debilitating fear of heights, and when I was thinking about what we were going to talk about today, I started to like go back in time and try to figure out where this all started, because it's not like a little fear. It's not like, ooh, we're high up. It's like once my body recognizes I'm sort of above, like. If there's any peril to be had by falling, I'm hitting the ground. My heart rate's up. I'm sweaty. I cry.
Yeah, can I make
feel...
a guess at where that originated?
Yeah.
From cavemen. It's like a way to save yourself. You're not supposed to be high up.
Thank you.
You're supposed to be scared of clowns because things
but
are
But I was a clown. You can see where that messes
well,
with me.
But you can
Chrissy
see
Chrissy the clown. I was darling.
Why it's scary to everyone is that
it's because your teeth are yellow. It's weird. You should never smile.
That's the contrast. I would go like a more neutral base than a
it's
white.
It's true.
Because then
and a goosed clown is less scary.
But because think of like a snake that's poisonous. Like all sea snakes are brightly colored. They are telling you I'm a predator.
Like, I'm not meant to be messed
yes,
with.
I don't camouflage. I'm not,
I am out
yeah.
here. If you step on me, that's you not paying attention, cavewoman. Get off your stupid rock phone
it's
and pay attention
inborn.
To my bright red coloring.
You know why you can't get babies to eat hot wings? Because they're smarter than that.
Because they're like, that is a sauce
inborn.
I don't recognize.
Absolutely. This is poison that can hurt my tummy.
Stick to beige.
Yeah,
safe.
I'm going
to
wait till I'm in my 40s and I'm going right? to go a wing contest at BW3.
As I did.
And then I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going
right.
to get an ulcer.
And then you're going to brag to everybody about how you clean the
yeah.
the
you're
bone
not
right
be able
off.
To use your lips for
no.
2 weeks.
That's right. Well, that's what. Oh, that's funny. That's another fear. So I have this fear, but I think it came from, I really went back in time and I remember very vividly my cousin Jeff, who.
Great looking guy.
Great looking. Just very attractive.
Entrepreneur.
And I think I had a crush on him when I was very young, which is something we've all experienced as a crush on a cousin.
Yeah, but he's older. So
he's
like,
way older. And he's like, he looked like Ken Barbie.
When
so
you're, when you're a little kid, you got a crush on everybody
he
older
was,
than you.
I was
you don't
eight
understand.
And he was like 20 or something. And his mom, like, he was like, she was like, take Kristen fishing. And I'm sure Jeff was like, that's exactly what I want to do. So he did, but he like walked ahead
Kristen
of me.
Kristen was like, hold on, let me put on this off the shoulder number.
No, I'm sure I'm like, let me put on this football jersey. I've got three with
hair.
Me.
Real slick let- down the middle.
Let me go.
This is my best.
Let me go fluff out this perm top I've got going on.
Put my Avon earrings
that's
in.
That's right, my seashell earrings,
I
and
will
I'm ready.
For this man, putty in my hands.
My parents were like, no, you won't.
Yeah, we feel like it's safe. We feel like it's a safe situation. Safe.
So good. Jeff's like, okay, come on, we're going fishing. And he's got me holding my own fishing pole. I'm really little. And we had to walk across a bridge. In my head, it was 4,000 feet above the ground.
Yeah.
But there were no sides to the bridge. It was a walk bridge across two sides of like a ravine with no sides. So it's like a wide balance beam.
Yeah.
And he walked so freaking fast. And I remember being like, oh God, oh God. It felt like I was in Indiana Jones and I was like scooting my feet real like, and I just remember being so scared of falling. Then cut to, this is probably the linchpin. Circa, let's see, I'm a-
Did you fall in?
No, okay. I was fine. But I was pissed. So- Eighth grade, I'm at the pool. And if you know anything about a city pool in eighth grade, your
it's
body.
It's a horrifying place for an eighth grader to be.
I've had one left boob that wasn't coming in. I was wearing a suit that I was trying to look hot in. It was not working out. Like, I remember having to...
Yeah, I'm going to write a letter to Wet Seal today and say, the suits that you made for these preteen girls back then were really unfair, okay? Because we all weren't built like Kelly Kapowski, sons of bitches. Right. Some of us were doing the best we could.
Remember the ones that were, like, body glove that had, like, the freaking zipper?
Are you kidding me? Zip up what?
Zip up what? I needed one that zipped, like, all around my torso. Like, there was nothing to unzip.
I needed one with a headpiece because I burn so easily. Like, a full... So I needed a rash.
My mom sewed a bra into my suit top so it looked like I had a little something on top. God love her. But then it would fill with water and then it was a whole nother thing. So, like,
my
whatever.
My boobs still aren't dry.
Yeah, my boobs still aren't dry. They're still at the same
shape.
We've
all got suits like that still to this day.
I'm at the pool. And, you know, it's eighth grade. You're just, like, looking at all the boys and they're looking at you and nobody knows how they feel about anything. And my friend Lisa, who, God love her, just... so chesty and boobalicious and also like fit, just like a curvy ass. What? By the way, to this day, she is a welder. And I think she's one of the funniest, coolest bitches I've ever met.
God does play favorites because that was not my experience.
Let's just say when she unzipped, it was like Baywatch.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready. Built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
So we were very different. And she said, let's go off the high dive and we'll dare each other. Like, I'll do something and you have to copy me. And if you don't do what I did off the board, then you have to run off the board and act like a chicken. Now, cut to Larry Tunks, very attractive lifeguard. Talked about him at length. He said I had a mustache one time.
That's why I don't like him.
So he was in the lifeguard stand and he was literally like a movie.
His name is Tunks.
I know.
What's his last name?
Larry. First name, Larry. Tunks.
Les Tunks?
Lovely person.
Larry Tunks, what do you got in those trunks?
I would never thought about that, and this is 100 years later.
I think he could do better. I think he could really give him a hard time back about
the mustache. I literally saw, like, the sun coming up behind him. He was so golden brown, and I just wanted to drown a little so he could come save me, but I never. So we're on the high dive. Not my favorite place. Last time I jumped off the high dive, I had my legs spread, and I hurt my coup. So got to the end. So Lisa's like, okay, Kristen,
I've done that.
You have to jump off the board like me. She goes up and she's so tall, but she's like muscular and she does this huge jump, right?
Like she was a diver.
Yeah. And she like swan dives out, her hands go out, and then she pushes through the air. And like, it's the most beautiful dive. I remember she had on a royal blue suit and it just looked, I was like, oh God. She goes into the water and all of a sudden I see blood come up through the pool. She smashed her face in the bottom of the pool
because
she dove out so far. She came up and had broken her nose and it had exploded. Of course, Larry Tunks goes and runs to her rescue, which I'm at this point, I'm like a little jealous. It's fine. I could not. I was like, off the side. Could not go fast enough. Never went near that height.
Well, doesn't that feel like a reasonable response?
To me, it did.
Heights. It's fear.
I was like, there we go. I've also seen two people fall bungee jumping. I've seen,
Well, that's a part of what I was going to talk about too.
Somebody?
No, not bungee jumping, but we're going to talk about.
Well, then let me, okay. So I've seen two people fall bungee jumping. One, I don't know how he survived. I saw him hit and he broke almost every bone in his body, but he survived. Make matters worse, his wife.
I don't want that.
And his kids were there.
My body.
So I'm in my head like, either it's you or it's them. Either way, heights are not your friend. So then I go through pregnancy with Finn and I get terrible postpartum OCD. And what is my fear? That I'm going to fall. That, like, I'm talking like if I were in a parking garage, I would start to breathe hard because I was like, what if I can't stop myself from going up the elevator and I come out of the elevator and I get confused and I go to the side of the the parking garage and I fall over with Finn. Like I would, these crazy, and a lot of that was hormones and later, like there are things like exposure therapy and stuff that. That's not
picture getting my toes caught in the elevator as it's like switching floors. Like, oh, these doors didn't close.
Well, you then know? You get a fear, but that I read there's a regular fear. Like there's a real fear-based fear. And then there's like irrational fear, which is when they talk about exposure therapy, like somebody who's suffering from OCD might have this weird pattern that if they don't shut the door like 5 times, someone they know could get hurt.
Yeah. You're responsible for it. If you don't check your locks, then your dog gets stolen.
You got shit that you need to go check out.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
But I got a little bit of that.
Everybody does.
But this heights thing has me, I went to the Grand Canyon. And
that's a real high place.
They don't have railings. So all I kept seeing is the worst thing you can imagine.
Kristen's like, you know what this Grand Canyon needs? This little bit of nature is some cement built walls. Something real sturdy.
I would like to say I agree with that. It's a national park. Put up some railings. Everybody's out there taking freaking engagement photos on the edge of a cliff. And
oh,
I'm like,
God. Well, you know what it's distinctly like our litigious country that has all of these like guardrails up. And I guarantee the only reason they don't have them is because it's a national park. You can't like leave a toothpick
this
in there.
This was me. Kids, don't
trouble.
Go near the edge. It's the Grand Canyon. Don't look at it.
But in other countries, they don't have that like at all, which is a part of my fear. And when we went to Scotland, I had this toddler that was super unpredictable running around. And we went to this like Scottish fort where it's like the land is all built up. So you can fire cannons up really high. And then it was just straight down.
Nope.
And I was like, what kind of reckless bunch of historic individuals?
They're Scots.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you've read about them, but you just gave them their byline. Like, literally.
Falling off a dang wall.
That's all I know. And then I have this, like, that's what happens. But here's the thing. I forget that I have this fear until it's too late. So it catches me unaware. So, like, when we were in Costa Rica, we went on this awesome hike, and I was totally fine until there was that one up part where we went up this
bridge.
The little bridge and the up part, and I started to go, and my breath got short. And there's a picture of me that I have my hand up because Britt was taking pictures of everybody, and he took a picture of me. I don't think he knew because I kind of didn't know, and I was in full tears. But I was trying to enjoy this beautiful waterfall, and I was like talking myself through it, like, there's so many guides here. If everybody's okay, like I just see my kid. Also, my son is like a little reckless and I'm just waiting for him like do a bit, like look at my butt, you know, like,
yeah.
But here's where the story goes.
Well, so what Kristen was talking about was we took these all-terrain vehicles.
That was super fun.
Yes, super fun.
Go
unexpected.
Fast all day.
I didn't
That's
know that
fun.
Was going to be so fun. But it's impossible to not feel a little out of your element in a rainforest, which is where we spent most of the trip.
And because it's fun, or because it's a little dangerous, it's super fun.
It's exciting. So we take those up halfway up the mountain, and then you take this path that is, you know, not
beautiful.
Engineered for safety, but it's beautiful to get up to a waterfall. And then the only thing that's like man-made up there is the most rickety erector set bridge you've ever seen.
I punctured my thumb. And it started bleeding, and I was like, see, this isn't foolproof.
It was all pieces of metal. I was like, does everybody have a tetanus shot? They should have, like, given them out on their way up because
nobody
was
worried about it.
And it's wet, and I was like, my daughter didn't even have shoes on. I do think that the situation there plays into what, like, some of my big fears are, is that it feels like, well, this is maybe a rickety operation here. It doesn't feel quite right.
Right. I think for me, I found confidence in how calm the guides were because there was something to me that felt like this is their backyard. And like I've said before, once you've been a part of something, you lose the fear in a good way, like horses.
Yes.
Like Eleanor on those horses, I can very quickly start to feel a little bit of panic, but then I'm like, no, this has been a little bit at a time. She gains confidence. You're just I'm trying to control the uncontrollable, and that's what feels scary to me. But I really did have a lot of confidence in the guides. I thought they were really good and they made me feel very safe and comfortable. I just, if it's too high, I panic.
Overall, like being in the waterfall felt really safe.
It was beautiful.
It was one time where you weren't scared of other people or like not like all the people who were there were
so kind,
taking care of you, and
totally. And they see the kids, and they're like, they're not like on their phones. They're like,
they're grabbing
watching
their
the
arm
kids,
and making sure that they don't fall and stuff.
Yeah,
it's great. Which is another thing I can say. In other countries, they do is everybody's really good at like
watching out for your kid,
looking out for your
which
kids. Yeah,
did make me feel more confident, probably to a fault. Because then we went to the second part of this trip. And now is when you'll say, Kristen, you should have known better. And in retrospect, you're right.
I was surprised that you – okay.
You tell them.
No, I'm not.
We decided
a
long time ago
– that we were going to go zip lining.
I don't think I thought that through. I think I don't know exactly. I thought so many people I know have done zip lining. It must be easy. It must be like there's just – because here's the thing. I can – if I'm not with my kids, obviously my fear factor is different.
Yes.
If I'm not, it's them. I blame them for ruining my fun because I still won't jump off anything. But I will – I like to climb. I like to – I'll go down. Not that, but I'll go underwater. Like I've scuba dived. I'm not afraid of small spaces, all of that. It's going up. But the kids make it 10 times more terrifying because I have all these terrible thoughts that, like, cripple me. So then we're going to zipline, and I didn't sign up, remember?
Yeah, that's why.
I didn't sign up. Ha-ha, I just had a discovery.
Well, that's what surprised me about it was because this is my thought about everything. Vacation is supposed to be fun. Like, you're not supposed to, go into a sweat lodge on vacation. That's a different trip.
That's a different trip.
You don't need to force yourself to do stuff. And I remember saying that to him, like, don't go ziplining. Who cares? Go do any other thing because it's supposed to be fun. And if it's not fun, don't do it.
The problem is, I'm just going to speak honestly. My husband couldn't go. A, he's also terrified of heights. B, he was too chunky for the
which
zip
plays
line.
Into what kind of freaked me out about the zip lining.
Right.
So
they get me.
So Kristen changed her mind and
because of my son.
Yeah.
He goes, I feel the only person that was going to do it was Finn.
And here's I was totally prepared. And I tell you this now. I was prepared.
I can't believe I was going
to
let him go by himself.
But
I was
going to be with him.
And, I know, but oh my God.
Well, but here's the thing is they said to us 2 days ahead of time, there's a weight limit. And I do think Ryan set it up to say, like, hey, there were times I didn't. I know that he was underweight. He was looking at our husbands to be like, you guys might not be able to zip line. But he's very diplomatic in the way that he said
it. Like, none of us can zip line. We're all over the weight. And meanwhile, our husbands are like,
I feel like
Ryan, you're probably
nice.
Fine.
Yeah.
We're probably not, but you're going to like fitness classes a lot.
So we had the conversation because both my kids wanted to do it. I don't think Delilah knew what it was till she saw it. Dash knew what it was. He doesn't have a fear of heights.
Finn doesn't either until me.
Kind of, he's a little bit too head sure on some things where I worry he's going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But so I told Britt, I was like, I will do it because I have never done it, but I think I can do it. And one of us has to do it if Dash and Delilah are going to do it. So you, they're not going to let you do it. So I'll do it. But when we get there and they're suiting everybody up, I have these two surprises of a lifetime. One is I overhear this exchange between this like 60, 70 year old guy who is definitely over 250 say to my husband, oh, you can do it if I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And I was like, where is your scale and your science degree,
we're not
going to I need to know that you're
weigh anybody here. We're just going to eyeball it.
And say, if I can do it, you can do it. Maybe you shouldn't do it, mister.
And then I'm like, are we going to – I don't think I want my husband to do it because what if you're eyeballing too low and he's the guy that brings down the entire zip line? I don't want that kind
of
responsibility.
I know. And you know what my husband does? Okay, great. I'll do it.
I was actually really happy because – I started to feel nervous. Well, I didn't want to do it. And then Finn was like, nobody in my family is doing it. Mommy, will you do it with me? Because my husband already couldn't. And Eleanor was feeling very bad about herself because she didn't want to do it. So she was full of ennui, which is Eleanor's thing. So she's like over in a corner, like slow rolling tears down her face. And Colin's making sure she's okay. And I get wrapped into doing it. And I think to myself, suck it up for your son. For this day, for this trip, face your fears. Stupidest idea. Face your fears. So well, they strap me in.
I'm double checking my husband's crotch harness, and I look over and they're sizing Kristen for a helmet. And I'm like, what in God's name is going on? Wait, they're just letting anybody do this at this point. I don't even know how I got to that far
because I was like, Kristen, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? So they start putting it. Then I don't know about you. First of all, I got lost in his eyes because he was so attractive. But the guy giving the lesson was talking so fast, and he has an accent.
Real
and
he's cool
like,
about it.
He's
too.
Like, what? You know, like this like Spanish accent. And then he's like, and you know, just don't put your hand in the front because your hand will get crushed. And I was like, wait.
And then I'm looking at my kids, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're going to get their hands crushed.
Meanwhile, I feel a tug on my shirt, and I look over, and it's Eleanor, and she's
fully suited up.
Suited up. Mommy, if you can do it, I can do it. And I'm like, jury's out. I don't know.
What? Who Eleanor. Said that to you, Eleanor? That guy back there that talked Uncle Britt into doing
Uncle
it?
Britt? Yeah. They're like, anybody can do it. Do you got a toddler that wants to go?
Eleanor there, I was like.
Now we're short adults. By the sheer way a zip line works, we're short adults. So we've got Chrissy.
As Chrissy's there too. She's got two boys though. As they're explaining to us, here's how you zip line.
Put your hand in the thing. Put the deal in the deal.
The language. You maybe you don't. Want. Whatever. You signed a waiver. And as he says, it's torrentially raining. My clothes are soaked
in and out
to the
of
bone.
Rain.
It was horrible. I had changed into dry clothes and then got, before we even started.
So she has nothing.
Wedding. You guys, I was wearing my son's workout clothes.
It was
really
funny. Because
it was the only thing that was in my bag. I brought him extra. They were as butt huggers as you could get. Like, I thought I'd rip the dang crotch
out. Because they're supposed to be like baggy on a boy. They're like tight on Jen, but also like weird, like breaking through a wall print. Like,
sore
it was
my
like,
butthole, too. And you know what? And Chrissy, God love her, she came up and she goes, hey, your butt looks great. And I was like,
there was nothing there. It was the guys were like, hello. Jen had a full silhouette.
It was as though you printed a Nike design there, on my actual bare cheeks.
Yeah. And the thing made your crotch.
Yeah, it goes through and it tightens it.
So it was boom, 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 not in a good way. And then,
he said, though, because of the rain, you're going to go faster.
That's what he said. Because of the rain, you're going to go faster. All I can see is the lightning, the rain, and then I start doing the math. And like everybody was saying these different things. They were going, first of all, okay, when we drove in, there was this test one that went from one tree to another. It looked really easy. It looked like 30 feet off the ground. They were going
like
really
a
slow.
Piece of cake.
Looked like, you know, every Mary Kay lady I know from Nebraska was going on it. I was like, okay, this
you
looks
could
safe.
You do that at a bar that
yeah,
has
that
sand
looked
volleyball.
Fun. Totally. Yeah. That's what I thought. Like, you've got a Corona in your hand. Totally. I can handle that. And they go, you'll do this first, see if you like it. And I'm like, great. A little bit easing in. I can handle that.
I'll learn how to zip line first.
I don't even know why that was there. That was never part of the conversation.
The last one.
It what?
Was the very last one. Once you've come all the way down the mountain, that is how they get you back to the platform we learned on. That's the end. So that's the end. That's not how you started. They actually start you at the highest part of the mountain with the steepest inclines on the highest trees.
Meanwhile, let me just set the stage again. It's raining the whole time. And then Eleanor comes up and they get... my chest is getting tight. So we go up in this tractor trailer and it's going around, it's never ending, going higher and higher. And how I know that people are starting to get nervous is because there's chatter, 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 pictures, pictures, pictures. And then every loop, everything, everybody starts getting quiet. And then it still keeps going. So we're at the top.
No,
of this.
Let me tell you what
My
was.
Freaking arms are getting goosebumped right
now. Well, let me tell you what else happened on that tractor ride up. There are some guys who really worked out that were on the left side of this tractor trailer, and they were very fit, and they looked like they had ziplined before. And then they said to my husband, sir, you're going to need to sit in the front of the tractor or we won't make it up.
It's going to get stuck.
It's going to get stuck. So he's a great sense of humor.
They kept moving our husbands around.
The whole trip.
And they're like, Gordo.
He's got a great sense of humor. Yeah. He made many jokes about it, but I'm sitting there looking at my husband with a GoPro strapped to his helmet, and I'm like,
we're not sure that you can do this.
It looks like a cautionary tale. I didn't want him to do it.
Everybody said you shouldn't.
No, and then he just, some yahoo says he can get on there and do it, so he just does it. And I'm like, you have children. What are you doing?
Yeah, like, you can fly this jet. Just figure it out. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm... I can't fly this show.
I know what
this
GoPro footage is going to look like, and it's a tragedy. It's going to end up on Inside Edition or
something. I'm like, I'm like fast blinking, and it feels like people are like taking Polaroids. I'm like, we're on a trailer. This is real life. Oh, God. So then I start doing the math, and then that's when I start, like, my breathing starts getting fast. I don't want to cry. I'm feeling emotional. My face feels like I just went through like a cold breeze. Like I am starting to panic, and I know there's nothing I can do at this point because I'm not making sense. So then I start seeing images that are terribly scary. So then I think to myself, you're going to get there, and they're going to, in my head, they're going to have a thing, like a deck, and you're going to sit, and then they're just going to push you, and then you float all over the rainforest. Nope. We get the fuck up there, and we walk on. It's, again, raining, lightning, not mist. So the whole fucking apparatus looks like an Ewok village. And I go up there, and it's a platform, and it's 150 feet, and you can't see the ground. And it's like we're above clouds.
So this is where I go back to Kristen having seen two people bungee jump, you know, and they didn't make it. There, one lived. And then I remember going, I was in Mexico, and they had bungee jumping.
That's another stupid sport. Why are you doing that?
As I'm checking into the hotel, I remember them saying, here's the Wi-Fi password. There's a free continental breakfast. And whatever you do, don't use the bungee across the street. Like, it was like, everybody knows. In another country, they have you sign a waiver. They don't have insurance. They don't like.
You're just dead.
Yes.
There's nothing.
I have a fear of that. And my thought was, well, if there's anything that feels fishy about it, I can't have the kids do it. I had a morning mimosa, you know, maybe I'm going to get up and I'm going to do the zip line, but I can pull the plug at any point and say the rest of them, they're not going to do the zip lining thing.
Well, the problem is we got up there and we very quickly did the math that you didn't want to send Dashiell first because then he's a kid by himself. And by the way, the landing point of this first, so it just goes like, you know, like a piece of yarn going from side to side. So the first place where they stopped, which by the way, they were like, you can try it. And if you don't like it, you can go down. There was none of that. Oh. He was like getting on a tiny little part of an outside of a tree.
Let me tell you, then they push you down the other side. So, yeah. You don't have a choice. You've got that first platform to say, I don't want to do this anymore. That platform you have to zip line off of to like exit the experience. So you have to make the decision from the beginning that you're not going to do it. By the way, one of the guys who was up on the platform, like, and they did seem to be doing a good job. They were very aware of what they were doing with the clips, and you had three safeties on at all time, and you were always clipped to the platform. He was counting how many seconds between the thunder, because at one point it might get too dangerous. And we all know that isn't scientific. That's not
safe. Once again, eyeballing weight, counting seconds for...
You've got a whole bunch of metal on
you. I feel like I want some Disney on this. I want some metrics, and I want some thought, and I want some Imagineers.
Absolutely.
Is what I want.
And you're so high up that you can't even see the ground, which I think was... So then we decide. We decide. I'm going to go first. I just make the decision because if it doesn't hold, then my husband will see that and not let the kids go, right? So I go...
She goes, she's fine. She didn't like she didn't look like she was yahooing it. I think the whole time in her head, she was like, I don't want to miss my spa appointment. But she was efficient and she went. She ziplined. Jen just did it. No big deal.
I'm not scared of heights, which I think helped. But I am scared of like malfunctions.
That's
more than anything.
All I kept thinking about.
Yeah. So I did it and I got to the platform and it's, you know, what, 150 feet away from the other platform. And I automatically, he undoes me and I am doing this like the, don't send anybody. Because before I left, I could see that you were having a hard time and I knew Britt was going to talk to you because he's a good talk down off the ledge kind of person. But I was like, she can't do it. You can't do it. I didn't. And then I didn't want you to have to zip line to get off of it because it was wet up there. As soon as you land, they hook you to a tree and you're like, you have about 3 feet of platform behind you until you are just on the ground.
I don't know.
To a tree.
But the rainforest would endure my wrath, which would be me shitting for 12 zip lines down. That's all I would do is shit the whole time.
Diarrhea. But I knew
and
that,
you know what? It's not my fault.
My husband is scared of heights too. I didn't want him to do it. I didn't want him to do it and get panicked, which he didn't.
He was taking care of me.
He was, and I think he would have been okay too with the kids because he would have had a job. But all I could think was when I got up there is, I cannot keep two kids what I need to do or feel like I need to do and have the responsibility I need to have.
So young.
I can't do it. Right. I know when I'm overwhelmed and I could have just done it for myself. I think I could have done it, but I couldn't do it with them.
Right.
There's no way.
Meanwhile, I'm losing my mind. This is when I break into a full ball.
I'm yelling and at the guy at my platform.
I
I'm
will
like,
fight
just wait,
crying. I will. I'm not somebody that doesn't cry, but I will fight crying because of public embarrassment. But I got to that platform and I started to hyperventilate, and then I just started to cry. And my son, I feel so bad because Finn wanted to do it. He was a little nervous, but he really wanted to do it. Eleanor was like, "I'm out." She's like, I'm proud of myself for putting on the gear, but I'm not doing this. Yeah.
Got a good picture.
I got a good picture. I feel like I was part of the team. I made it this far. Delilah's like, I'm not doing it either. And meanwhile, I'm sobbing. And Finn goes, Mommy, we are not doing this. You do not feel good about it. We're going back. You're okay. You don't have to do this. And I was like, he took such good care of me, but I was mad because I was like, did I just give my fear to my son? Like, can't I just suck it up? Like, what is my issue? But then I was like, screw you. This is a man-made thing meant for error. And my body says no. And I've seen too much go down. I'm not doing this. I am going down. So they were like, mad at me, the sky guys, that they were like, you've got to get on the trailer with this guy before he leaves. You've got to go down now. And Finn was going to stay. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I just lost it. I was like, Finn, you can't. And he's like, okay, I'm coming back. So it was me, Delilah, Eleanor, and Finn. And when we got back, I was ugly crying. We were covered in mud and rain. And
I just pictured you guys were having beer and nachos, and I was so jealous because I was so cold and so wet. But I keep needing to explain.
It was terrible.
What happened to me on that platform by myself, because nobody came over. So I
was
there by
myself.
No, she was
the only one.
And here's who came next. Dashiell, who was like, all right, let's go to the next one.
He was so fine, you guys. He got on this zip line. Like, he got up there. He was like, yeah, strap man. Okay, I'm good. Do you guys play Roblox? Okay, cool. I'll talk to you, Javier, when I get back. All right, go ahead, and I'm going to go.
Cool.
Okay,
cucumber.
Next to he the next like, thing.
Come on.
Hook me up to the next one. Let's go.
I'm waiting because I don't know what's going on that platform over
Dash
there.
Dash was like, we can't wait for those losers.
I need to wait and find out what's going on. Then Linus comes.
He's not having a good time.
And I go, how you doing, bud? He goes,
not good.
I go, do you want to keep going? He goes, nope. And so the guy goes, he doesn't want to do it anymore, takes his harness, his emergency clip, takes him off the tree and hooks him to the escape one. And I'm like, hold on, his mom's coming. I was like, hold on a second. I was like, every fear that I had about trying
to
manage
the lack
two
of being able
kids,
to hold on to them.
It's crazy. No. And I realized I wasn't even holding on to the tree. I had Dashiell's cord and he's like freaking out. He's like, come on. I go, I don't know if we're going to do this. Linus doesn't want to do it.
So almost everybody at this point is out.
I'm waiting to see who comes. Chrissy comes and she's like, hey, Linus, how are you doing? And he's like, I don't want to do it. And she's like, okay. She's trying to figure that out. As more people come, just so you know, we're all crammed on the same 3x3.
We're in an Ewok village.
It is raining and somebody is counting between thunder. It was like the movie Poltergeist. It was like Tarzan.
No, with no Tarzan. It was Tarzan without the hot guy.
There's no one there to
save
you. It was like, it was so cold. There were no flowers on. Can I say in that rainforest, you expect there to be flowers. And she looked like a wife.
I expect there to be joy.
Green, and there wasn't. And then my husband comes down with his dumb GoPro and he's on the platform with us too. And he's like, all right, let's keep going. And I'm like, no,
no!
What has happened in the time?
Kristen's bawling. She's on a tractor trailer with a guy that she doesn't know and four kids that are bawling.
So, yeah, we get, our party's been split. lit up now. And Chrissy's like, well, I guess I got to go with Linus. And I was like, hold on. I think we're going to have more. And the whole time, the guy on this platform is like, you want me to go? There's people waiting. And I was like, no, I need you to wait. Because it's your reckless employer that let this guy get on here in the first
place. He might be 10 pounds too heavy. We don't know what's going to happen with that cord.
What is going to happen with that? And then I'll tell you what. And you guys, he is, I think they said the limit was 250. He's not more than 250.
Colin is.
But they were like.
Colin's at 250, but I'm not playing.
What I said. I go, I'm not going to get you by. I want you to be in the safe range.
By the way, we were on vacation, so pounds were
all
gathered.
All of us had a lot of drinks at the swim up bar, by the way.
My husband had like 14 sets of nachos. I'm not counting on him being safe on that zip line.
So Kristen's got one of my kids. Linus and Chrissy, you're going to leave.
Yeah.
Everybody, the other dads didn't go.
Yeah.
So
they were having beers. Looked like they were having a perfectly nice time.
So here's the math I'm doing. Either my husband, who's the driver, he has to go
because
drive us back.
Right.
We had two cars there.
And you can't let Dashiell go by himself. Are you going to let Dashiell go to 11 zip lines by himself? On what planet?
I would arrest myself for doing. There was no way that I was going to do it. But I was. Britt was like, I'll do it. And I was like, I don't want you to do it.
Yeah. Plus it takes here's what you don't know. It takes a really long time to get down. So
it's
in my head,
hours.
I was going to face my fears. I was going to go down zipline. We're going to be done in 15 minutes. I was going to get oysters at the bar. Nope. Each one takes about, 14 hours. The whole thing took 2.5 hours to get down the mountain on the zip lines. I go, what? That's what I said to the guy. I go, what? How many hours? And then I was
That's
like,
a lot of cable, you guys.
I can't do it. And I was like, if this GoPro's recording, Britt, I'm going to kill you.
So there's only one way off the first platform, and it is another zip line.
It's the only way off.
And it is the most rudimentary zip line without all of the
safety features. It's a shame line. How dare you?
It is the, what do they call that on roller coasters? Chicken exit?
Chicken exit.
So, but let me tell you how rudimentary it all became, which I was like, maybe this was the right idea that we bailed on this. So my son is having an absolute tizzy up there because he doesn't want to go.
He doesn't want to quit. He wants to keep going. It's like Dashiell is like, I'm like Indiana Jones in the temple. What's your deal? Like,
I said, we're not going to have everybody wait 3 hours for you. It's not going to happen.
By yourself on God's what planet?
Or with me. Yes, I will do it if you insist on doing it. But then part of me was like,
You're over it. Yeah,
I don't
want
to do it. The best decision is to not do it.
You're all so cold. It was the only day that was like that. And of course, we're on a zip line.
They put my husband on the zip line and the guy says, don't hold on to the line at all or you're not going to make it across. And I go, what does that mean? What it means is it's not.
You get stuck.
It's not taut. So he would just be hanging mid-zip line in there amongst the trees.
You can go shove this zip line right up your
I was like,
butt.
This is insanity. And then.
Then they go, remember when they were telling us, and he's still, again, this guide was so attractive. And he was like, I'm going to do a terrible accent, but he's like, don't feel bad if you get stuck in the middle of the line. It happens to many people. I'm like, wait, what does that mean,
getting
stuck?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We'll come out to get you.
And I'm like, get me from where? It's above. Above what? The rainforest.
Hanging above death is what you'll
He's
be.
He's like, some
stuck.
People, when they take a picture at the end, they go upside down for a funny picture. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
You'll be stuck between two dimensions is what he means. The living and the dead.
Yeah,
and
there was me. I was starfishing on the platform, begging to go home, bawling, and that's just who I am.
What I felt like was at the end of it, because I had a lot of trouble saying, like, I wasn't scared of the zip line.
You weren't.
Part.
She was so fine. She like went across and I could tell more than anything, just the logistics were pissing her off, but she went. Jen went.
I went and I did it. And I was trying to explain to my husband, I'm like, if I don't want you to do it, why would I do it? If I don't want to do it, I can't let my kid do it.
Also,
like if
why do you let me do it?
And why does it, if this is this unfun, why are we doing it at all?
I don't know.
So I think it would have been different. I kept telling him, I go, if it wouldn't have been so rainy on that platform, if I would have ziplined one time to know what it was like and how you did it, I would have been prepared to say, okay, here, Dash, you're going to grab onto this and follow me around the tree. But I was learning on the fly, like how it went. And it, yeah, literally on the fly. And it was too overwhelming. And to my credit, which I'm not always good at doing this, I just said to my husband, I'm overwhelmed by this whole experience. I don't want to do it. And he was like, oh, I can do it. I'll go with him. And I was like, no.
It just stopped being fun. And I agreed with you. Like, if I would have had that, like, sometimes I'm so hard on myself. I was like, Kristen, like, look, get it together. Like, they wouldn't build this if it wasn't safe. This is going to be a great experience.
Yeah, they
would. And I was like, but it's okay for you to be scared of things. Like, totally. There's so many things I'm not scared of. And by the way, people have a bigger fear of public speaking than they do of death.
Yeah.
So we do that for a living. That's scary to do stand up. You want to do, I don't need to do a zip line to prove anything.
No.
I was afraid that my reaction scared my son and maybe Eleanor, and that they would, that would somehow stop them from trying things. But I think, if anything, I was really happy that Finn recognized that, like, I just was in a weak state and a tailspin, and he chose to take care of me. And I think at that point, too, I wish your words would have come into my head, like, hey, this is vacation. You've got nothing to prove. Like, you don't, what are you doing? Like,
if this is
the point, then go do the Peloton every day on vacation. Make it really suck.
That's, I mean, if you want to do a sweat lodge, if you want to do mountain climbing, if you want to do those challenges, do those challenges, but those are like a singular experience.
Singular experience. And I don't think you do them with your kids.
No. And I wish, and I will, I'll take Dash ziplining here because he wants to do it. Like, I will take him and then he'll know how to do it, and I'll do it and I'll know how to do it, so I'll feel safe doing it.
And then he can do it whenever. Like, he'll go to camp or he'll do, there's all versions. By the way, I would like to say,
to learn.
I will say, I'll bet, if we look comparatively at the zip line we were at, I'll bet ours was pretty intense, because I saw a lot of other advertisements for zip lines and they all had like a different like starting point. And it looked like, I was like, what are the chances we got? Hey, here's the super extreme zip line. Here's the one that makes everybody crap themselves. Like, this is the one to get on. You got to fear heights. This is a good time.
I also feel like we went to zipline after we did the ATVs.
We were tired.
We were tired, yeah. Which was...
And hungry, a little hungry.
For me, the combination of being tired and also completely soaked and wet, and that it was raining, and that's uncomfortable. But it's like uncomfortable in a way where you're like, my hands are wet and I'm supposed to have these gloves that catch myself.
They gave Eleanor adult gloves. And I go, she can't wear these gloves. And she can't wear these gloves. And he goes, they're fine. I'm like, do it. You just went through this safety thing that said her hand could get crushed, and now she doesn't have the right fitting gloves. And what am I, the world's biggest idiot? Like, well, I am not doing this.
Let me tell you one thing. French people who live a long time aren't known for ziplining.
They're not
ziplining.
That's not what
they're
doing. You know what
they're
doing?
They're walking. They're
eating baguettes, and they're having a cigarette. You know what we do?
That's a little bit of heaven for me. Yeah, that's what I call a vacation.
Right. We take a risk on the stage. That's where I take risks. I don't need to do it.
I'm
zip
not doing lining. It. Now, if my son wants to do that at some point, great. If my husband does, over my dead body, it's not happening. I'm not going to let him do it.
No.
No. It's
He's going to get stuck. Yeah. And I'm not going to do it because I'll get stuck. And I'm not going to do it because then everybody will be like, reporting live from a zipline, a woman fell to her death and has a terrible phobia about heights, but went anyway.
Nothing malfunctioned and she was fine. She just panicked and undid all of her safety harnesses.
She wanted out, and boy, did she get out.
Here's what I'll tell you for sure. So this is what I think. Like, everybody's got a thing that they're scared of, and like, it has nothing to do with anybody else's thing. You know, like, when you weren't comfortable, I didn't want you to do it, and I didn't want you to feel like it meant a thing that you didn't do it, because it didn't. Because there are a lot of things that you could do that I just absolutely could not do it. And I'm okay with that.
That makes everybody unique. But the article said, like, it is important to how'd they say it? It's important to reframe how you look at something if the fear is irrational, so that you don't make a bigger deal of it. So they're basically like, don't get yourself worked up if you can talk yourself through this. So like, they're saying like, reframe it. Like, if you're scared of walking across a bridge, you're like, okay, I'm going to watch these other people walk across the bridge. Clearly, this is a safe bridge. Yeah. And I'm going to walk and I'm going to hold somebody's hand across this bridge and I'm going to breathe and I'm going to take a beat and this bridge is okay. Now, if it's one of those wonky ass rope bridges, you're not a hero.
Yeah.
Like, that is just a different level of fear. This is irrational to be afraid of a man-made bridge that other people are walking on.
I do think that there are just some things that are like innate and they are make people survivors and say, well, it's exactly when I was scared of Grandpa Ghost in that one house that we lived in.
Yep.
Number one, there's no proof that ghosts are malevolent at all. They're
right.
Just because we don't understand them. But like when my husband was gone and I had a baby and I had to really decide, wait, is there something unsafe? And like if there's a demonic presence in this rental house, no wonder it's a good deal.
We've ruled out that he's demonic. Rents are high. He didn't want to leave.
But I did say to myself, I'm like, you either need to like get your child to safety or you need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's
reframing how you think about things.
I did do that. But there are some things that I am scared of that is my body's way of saying, this feels dangerous.
Also, it doesn't feel fun.
No.
So then why? Like this, like I kind of let myself off the hook because, you know, here's the greatest part of this story. So Jen and I decided we were going to treat ourselves to a massage at the place that we were staying. But unbeknownst to us, we booked a couple's massage.
We had no idea,
We had no idea. So we both had to walk in and get naked and get under So our husbands were like, you guys got a couple's massage?
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, that feels right.
I know.
I'm not letting go of my appointment.
I wondered why it was cheap, but yeah. Okay.
So we both were like, that's a good deal.
Really good deal.
I'll go it again tomorrow. Well, we got our couple's massage. And the whole time.
We didn't have to hold hands. She made me.
I did. I was like, can you play something romantic? Meanwhile, I'm in the circle, the head thing, and I'm facing down and I'm like, like crying to myself, like, you dummy. But then by the end of it, I was like, all right, let yourself off the hook. You would never feel bad if somebody else did this. And like, it's a real fear and you have a few and it's okay. I wasn't like afraid of trying sushi. I just was afraid of plummeting to my death with my children in front of me.
I think there are certain things like, you know, that are universally regarded as like, your body tells you not to do this thing for a very good reason, this caveman sense that you have. And that doesn't mean your body knows that it's going to malfunction. It just means that your body knows, well, I'm not supposed to fly through the air over at 200 feet above like the ground.
Also, I'm from Nebraska. It's the plains, baby. I am meant to be on the ground.
Yeah.
I am meant to be on the ground. And also, I do like scuba diving, and I will do that again. And I like lots of scary stuff, but I am not fucking ziplining now or ever.
I don't know if I would scuba because it would have to be like in a really small enclosed tide pool-y kind of area because I just have that irrational fear of sharks too. Like,
that's the thing.
I don't want to like turn around and then run into a shark.
I think they're going to go for someone else other than me. A shark.
You do? You feel like?
Also, human skin, human meat is bitter.
You not only have good parking space luck, you have
good shark luck. Oh, Jesus.
Knock on wood.
Hot flash. All right, Shawil. Cold flash?
We're going to do a cold flash.
Not
this
a hot
week.
Flash. I'm going to do a cold flash. And this
We're
is going to piss you guys off because I'm going to.
Turn your eyes off.
Name the show, Jen.
I don't know what it's called. The Game of Thrones prequel. I didn't know.
Game of Thrones prequel. Thrones of Crowns. Thrones of fucking boring.
Yeah. Oh, was that your problem with it?
I hated it.
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragons. AKA R-rated Descendants. Not even.
Oh.
PG-13 Descendants. That's it. I hated it. It is so boring.
I'll tell you, here's
7 minutes in the original Game of Thrones, we already had White Walkers. We had a full decapitation. We had, like, I think Jason Momoa came in minute 21.
A lot of action in every direction. Here's the main character that it's following, one of the main characters, is not likable. They are evil.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's hard. what I thought what Game of Thrones was really good at doing is having this duality to all the characters.
Totally.
Where you loved and hated them. But
totally.
You started out like getting their story a little bit. From the get-go, I'm like, y'all can die. I
yeah,
don't care.
Cersei,
there's only one person
bitch,
I care
but I like
about.
You. But Cersei, you God, you're in love with your brother. That's creepy. But I've got a cousin that confuses me. I get it.
I'm going to spoiler alert right now, okay?
Spoiler alert.
The only person you will give a shit about in that first episode dies right away.
Totally.
Horribly.
Totally. Totally.
And
then you're done.
My husband used to watch
roll credits.
If he read that it was like super bloody, like Game of Thrones,
it's
he would watch
gore
him
porn.
To be like, yeah. But I always thought Game of Thrones did a really good job of like not being gratuitous. Like it would be dark. Like you wouldn't necessarily see somebody like.
Right. They use the darkness so like you'd hear a splatter.
Yes. And the Viper one, it was the most violent, but like. The Red Wedding,
oh,
too.
The Red Wedding.
Was, like, hokey. It was sort of, like,
oh, come on.
Pulp Fiction-y. It didn't strike me as, like, I was
gore
scared
porn.
For yeah.
Yeah, like this is, to me, but this is what they do. Porn. It feels like they're, like, okay, for 40 minutes of this show, we can't show any gore, but for 4 minutes, we can. So chop it all off, put them in a bucket. Like, that's, it's just, to me, I was, like, ew,
yeah.
Bore.
And then there's this fencing scene, which the thing that tipped me off is they were, like, really trying to go overboard on that scene.
I agree.
And I understood the poetry of what they were doing in that moment, but where the guy vomits, I was, like, yeah, what?
Jousting?
Jousting, not fencing.
Oh, yeah, they're jousting.
On the horses.
Sorry. Yeah, they're on the
I knew what she meant.
Sorry.
I was. Sorry.
No.
Somebody's nerd alarm just went off, Casey.
How many?
Sure.
I guarantee I've
Casey's
been to
like,
Ren
how many Ren fairs have you been to?
So
well, nobody's
many.
Jousting. We're all boozing. It's like, how many stunts?
They do. They joust
but it's
at the
fake.
Ren
they're
fair.
Nerf.
Yeah, no, this was like, it was fencing. What's it called?
Jousting.
Okay, yeah.
Like on the horse.
They do fence.
They do fence earlier.
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of fencing in
Sword
Game of
play.
Thrones. Yeah, absolutely. But then when it got to the part, shockingly, my husband got up and left. He was like, I can't watch this. You know
I
what
agree.
Part I'm talking
yes.
about? And I was like, you're doing this gratuitously. And it's,
I agree.
I
no
like
story.
It.
I didn't care about any of the characters.
Nope.
I rooted for some of the actors because I know them from other stuff that I really like. But most of them, I was like, you guys, this is – it's also Game of Thrones – if you've ever watched and you haven't, you have to. The documentary of behind the scenes.
Ooh.
They are so in love with this project that like the set design and the lights and all of it, it's all done so perfectly that on the ground there's like dirt and rubble. And that is all by design.
Yeah.
This one felt like we got a soundstage open on number 6. Go ahead and put everybody in some medieval shit. And can we got dragon eggs anywhere? We got a few of those. Let's go real heavy on the CGI. We're all just in North Hollywood right now.
Every episode of Game of Thrones was a movie.
An event.
And you can't, it's just, you can't recreate it. It's like Groundhog's Day. I'm bummed. I'm going to watch a couple more episodes
I'll give it
to
another...
see if it changes. But I just from the beginning was like, and the dark haired girl was another character that I cared about. But other than that, I was like,
I was having a hard time following story. I always know if it's not working, if my husband and I can have a conversation while it's going on, because when Game of Thrones was out, it was like, do not.
Yeah.
Don't go like this to me. Like he'll do this. He'd go like before something would happen. I'd go, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, he just predicted something because I'm hook, line, and sinker. I am your audience.
If you hit pause for any reason, it's grounds for divorce.
100%. I'm like, it better be coming down the leg.
This is how I remember how much I – wait. Is that foreplay for you guys?
That was after always. Okay. Game of Thrones, such a turn on. God. I was like, there was a decapitation. Let's hump.
We would not get up. When we were watching Game of Thrones.
I would.
And I remember this. Well, I would put the babies to sleep on me so that I wouldn't have to get up.
But then you can't react and you're like, ooh.
I know, you'd be like, but actually when it's loud, they kind of sleep better. It's like a white noise or whatever. Because Britt and I were talking about it. We're like, remember how much we used to love watching this?
Loved it.
Like it's memories of when the kids were babies and
totally.
Stuff like that. And
I remember I was late to the game. I had not started Game of Thrones. And you did. And I remember we were in this apartment before we moved into our other house. And I started watching it during the day with my, they were napping, and I watched the first Game of Thrones, like, you know, hello. And I was like, oh, this is nighttime fodder. So then it became like a thing for my husband and I. It was, yes, like date night.
Totally.
And we, and even my mom, who's so funny, I would call her and she'd go, well, Kristen, I'll tell you, I just love Game of Thrones. And I have a schematic on my refrigerator about every character and how they're connected. She's such a dork.
And I swear to God, I watched.
I know, but you know what's so funny? It was so, we were all so invested in, if anybody spoiled it, oh my God, you get so pissed.
Yep.
It was so good. So this one is a big snooze.
I knew what was going to happen. And I knew what was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen. I was also, stop talking about it. I need to see somebody come in here and like break this shit open. Like, I need some action here. Not, it doesn't have to be that kind of action, but you could start with that. By this time, like, you know, what's his name? Who is the, I hate to describe him like this. He's the little person, the guy. What's his name?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage. He was such a drunk bastard.
Wonderful, too.
I drink and I know things.
Yes.
He's fucking awesome. And he would come into every episode and you were like, oh, please don't ever end. And now I'm like, I don't care about any of you.
Yeah,
you're all wearing bad wigs.
And I kind of didn't understand, like, why things were important.
I didn't either. I didn't get any of the story. It was so,
man, and then that last part, I was pissed.
I quit watching.
You did? At what point? Can you give it to me without giving it to me?
Half.
Oh, man.
Do I got to give it more?
You just missed the most upsetting two parts of it.
I could gather what was going to happen, but...
Well, we'll end the podcast and then I'll tell
you. We're going to end the podcast on
now
that.
Now I know you guys are going to go watch it, and that's fine. I'm going to watch a couple more episodes too and see. But...
Come, you know, defend it if you will, but Game of Thrones will never be matched.
That's true.
That's our podcast, right?
Yeah, that's our podcast. We just podcasted.
Bye.